What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Yo, we back at it. JC and Boss, the Sports Report. You missed it and your love is here. Memphis, Atlanta. You see, you have the Memphis hat on. I got the A hat on.
So hey. Bro, what's going on, Boss?
Man, not much. Man, last time we had a show, it's been a while since we had a show, man. How was your birthday, brother?
Oh, man, appreciate you asking, dog. Hey, it was live, man. You know what I'm saying? No Libra type, you know, situations going on, man. So, you know, had a good time, man, you know, different events or whatnot, man. Just got back from Dallas, you know, my girl's birthday was over the weekend. She a Libra too, man. So we went down there for the State Fair, bro. Like, I remember going inside the State Fair, and I remember leaving. Everything else in between is a blur. But we had a good time down in Dallas, dog.
I hear that, man. It lay better than the Cowboys in Charlotte.
Woo!
I was in Indianapolis, so I couldn't make that trip. But, bruh, I was like, what? The Panthers beating the
– Yeah.
And Rico Dowdle doing them?
Rico told them, boys, y'all better buckle up. They thought Rico was playing with them, man.
Yeah, man. Bro, like, I know the Jones family likes Matt Eberflus, but this is awful.
It's – I'm trying to find words to describe just how bad it's been on defense this year. But Eberflus, his name alone.
Eberflus. Right?
Exactly. His name alone just sounds inept. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, we saw how inept he was as a head coach. Everybody gave him this credit as being this, you know, defensive guy, but I don't remember the Bears being top three, top five in defense. I could be wrong. During his time as head coach, you know what I'm saying? But the obvious choice, who should have been a defensive coordinator for this team, should have been Al Harris. That goes without saying. And it's, you know, how funny it is now that Al Harris has a defense in Chicago that's forced the most turnovers now in NFL, right? So go figure, you know. You know, that's who should have been the guy for the Cowboys as coordinator, but at this point, man, I don't feel like there's anything that can save this defense. I feel like it's inept coaching. And also, you just don't have the talent. You know, that's what happens when you trade Micah Parsons a week before the season starts. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was going to happen. You know, and you pay guys like De'Ron Bland and you paid, you know, Diggs a couple years ago. And those guys are obviously they're not healthy. And they're not playing up to their contracts right now. So, you know, Dak Prescott, you know, through what, almost first half of the season, if I had an MVP vote, he would be my MVP for a two-win team. Because without Dak Prescott, this team would be 0-6?
And you know what? Diggs and Bland are getting exposed because the pass rush allowed them not to cover that much.
Right.
And they're more man corners than zone corners.
Yeah. You know, it's like I said, the scheme is all wrong, man. It's going to take a complete overhaul. It's going to take those draft picks they got to completely rebuild this defense, man. Like, the linebackers got to be the worst set of linebackers in the league. right now. You know, you got help on the way when Overshown comes back, but he's not going to be able to improve everything for you, man. Like, this is just a bad defensive unit. And the Cowboys have seen bad defense, you know, in recent years, man. So this is definitely the worst defensive unit they've ever had, though.
Nah, no doubt. I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
Stop nobody.
Yeah, man.
Can't stop nobody. But Jay,
can't stop Cole.
The problem I'm seeing down the road is George Pickens is going to want some start with a three, maybe a four. And
hey, man.
If you didn't want to give Michael Parsons that,
right?
And you're talking about Michael's resources could be used right. elsewhere,
that's right? What
I'm thinking about, could it be a franchise tag and trade him and not really give him, because they love CeeDee Lamb who they drafted. And
see, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to play hardball with him. Like, I really feel like they're going to give him what he wants, man. Like, it's going to be 30 plus a year. And it was really a blessing in disguise, bro, when CeeDee Lamb got hurt, because that gave, you know, Pickens the spotlight to be, you know, the true wide receiver number one. And he's been impressive, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really, really stepped up and, what, touchdowns in every game, you know, since, what, the Chicago game. So, you know, I'd give it to him. You know, I know
the problem is going to be, if you do that, how do you fix the defense?
With the draft picks, you literally use your two first round picks on defense, right? Like, you're going to need a corner. You're going to need an impact linebacker, an impact defensive lineman, right? Like, and I think you had to look at, you know, I'm already looking at guys. It's a shame. You know, we're only 6 weeks into the NFL season. I'm already looking at the draft as far as guys who can help this team. I like the boy in Miami, Bain. It's Reuben Bain, right, in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, defensive pass rusher there, man. I like what he can do. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something else, man, as far as corner help. And I'm sure he's probably on the Cowboys' radar, but we were just down there in Dallas, man, for Texas OU, Red River Rivalry. My man Malik Muhammad, the Texas Longhorns corner, man. Like, he could be a first-round pick next year, dog. So, I believe he's a junior this year. I could be wrong. I'm going to double-check that. But this is somebody I'm looking at early on who could really help this team, man. We're going to need impact players, man, because cats like Diggs, Bland, man, they just basically, you know, a couple of years ago, they had all those picks, man. But they're gamblers, man. They're not really true cover corners. They guys that just gamble.
They sit on routes because of the pass rush.
Right, exactly. You know, and because the pass rush and Micah helped them in the past. But now they're being exposed. You're right. You know, and they're also not healthy. And I think Bland could probably get back to 100%. I'm not sure if Diggs will ever be 100% again, man.
His knee is shot.
Yeah, it's shot, bro. It's shot. He's lost speed and everything, man.
Yeah, you know. they're not playing him because they're upset with it. And
Yeah, it's just a bad, right. You can just tell that, you know, he's not happy. You know, he's not playing well. I know he's frustrated about that, man. You know, maybe it'd probably be best for both parties if he probably goes somewhere else. They, you know, find a way to release him or trade him or whatever. But yeah, it's that defense is just overall bad. The only player I can think of is actually playing well when he's out there and creating turnovers and being a force impactor is my man Luapau, the linebacker. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that seems like he can make plays out there, man. And then Diamond Wilson got some, you know, some guinea picks. Like, the two picks he has, I don't really give him credit for. So, yeah, it's bad, man. It really is.
Yeah, because Carolina's good at home and bad away.
Right. You know, and I like what they're building, but that should have been a win, man, for the Cowboys. You know, you're not supposed to lose games like that, man, especially when your offense gave you 27 points. And then also the offense, you know, as great as they've been, they did go 3-and-out in their last possession in the fourth quarter. So, you know.
When you had pretty much a quasi-home game.
Yeah, exactly.
Cowboy fans and it was Panther fans.
Exactly, man. You know.
Bryce Hill has to do South Island count at home.
Right. You know, so I think Schottenheimer's been great calling plays, but he has lapses, and we saw that, that last 3-and-out in the fourth quarter, man. I don't know. They went backwards. They had, like, negative 9 yards on that three-play drive, man. So, yeah, it's some things we got to work on, man. And then what's crazy, like, the games you expect them to lose, like, you know, you expect them to lose against the Commanders on Sunday. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Cowboys find a way to win that game. It would not surprise me.
Is that in Dallas or in Washington?
It's in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's in Dallas, man. So it would not surprise me at all if the Cowboys came away finding a way to win that game or going to overtime and tying the game, man.
You know what, JC, is crazy with the Eagles struggling with A.J. Brown and Hurts beefing. You know, that win, if you got that win, could have called because Commanders lost to the Bears. Yeah. It could have.
As bad as it is, right, as bad as the defense is, as bad as things seem to be right now, you like literally if you won the Philly game or you even find a way to win the Green Bay game, you were right there in the thick of it as far as in the division because it's such a weird year. You know, like literally the NFC East is still up for grabs for anybody at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Giants may have something to say about it. That's crazy to say, right?
The North, NFC North is
– yeah.
You know, I have no confidence in that sorry team that's in this town. I won't mention their name, but they don't F with your boy, so F them. Go Tampa Bay and go Carolina.
Wow. Listen, I know we don't mess with them, but that was – you got to admit, though, that was an impressive win they had against Buffalo.
It wasn't impressive at all.
Man.
It was horrible.
You got to admit, man, like – What Bijan is doing, man.
Hey,
like,
look, if you can't answer my email and my calls, F you. I hope you lose every game.
Man, don't be like that, boss, man. Don't be so mean, man.
Hey, look, I'll F the Cowboys no more or his team down up the road from me. I don't screw them both.
Cold business, man. Cold world, man.
Hey, JC, you thought it was BS. I have no more Cowboy gear. I got rid of everything.
I knew you were serious, you know, a few years back about the Cowboys. I knew that wasn't no game, man. But I ain't know it was like that with the Falcons now, man.
Hey, you don't answer no email. You don't hey, look, you see why I have to go to cover games?
Yeah, I feel you.
I like doing that every week.
I feel you, bro.
I'm a bitch too, but it's crazy that I got something in my backyard.
It won't
answer email or call.
Yeah, wow.
So I hope you lose every game. Yes.
Hey, man. That's what it is, then, man. That's what we are on, then.
Yeah, hey. You don't help for me, I don't help with you. That's how we are. Hey, and you know, I say, I give it energy that you give me.
There you go. There you go. I feel you. I feel you, bro.
And speaking of that, bro, Tua. Throwing some people on the bus, like, we've been on teams before.
Man, that's a nice transition, man.
That stuff stays in house.
Yeah.
And you sorry anyway.
You think Tua maybe having some CTE issues, man? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
some brain
CTE,
trouble.
JC also has a red hat issue too. If you catch my drift.
Yeah, listen, like he's if Miami ever was to part ways with him. Like, I don't see too many other teams chomping at the bit to have him as a start quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Mike McDaniel, you know, was kind of, you know, this, like, seeing as this wonder boy, genius, you know, with all the points they were scoring and everything, you know. But eventually teams, you know, caught up to that and figured out what they were doing and you haven't really seen much success since then. Was it 2 years ago when they put up all those numbers? You can just tell, man, the team doesn't believe in him as a coach. They don't believe in Tua as a starting quarterback. And Tua is showing, like, bro, as a leader, man, that's not – you can't do that, bro. You can't be throwing guys under the bus or throwing the team under the bus or saying guys are not coming to meetings. Like, all that needs to be handled in-house, man. You know, when you're standing in front of the public doing a press conference, you got – it has to be a united front. If there's issues, you know, going on, that's talked about behind the scenes, but you don't talk about it in public, man. And you put your coach, even though he's on the hot seat, who probably will be the next coach that gets fired, but you don't put your coach in a position where he has to answer questions like that about some of the things that you're saying about the team. That's just a bad position to be put in, you know. So, I bet you at this point, Mike McDaniel would love just to land somewhere as a coordinator and just get about that whole situation, man.
JC, you know what this proves? Brian Flores was right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He told him he effing sucked. He didn't like
it. Exactly. Do you think Brian Flores is going to be like the Colin Kaepernick of coaches? He'll never get another shot to be a head coach?
Never.
Like, they're cool with you being a coordinator, man, but.
Because remember, his case got forwarded in the appeals court to do discovery, and they you can't sue us and think we're going to let you be a head coach.
Right, exactly.
You be a coordinator.
Exactly, yeah.
We're going to let you be no head coach. But
and he's literally one, maybe the best defensive coordinator in the league, man.
But it proved he was right, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We knew at the time he was right.
Yeah, and then the dysfunctional Titans, they fired Brian Callahan, who Nepo baby shouldn't have had the job anyway.
Should never been even in the scope of being looked at as a head coach, man. Like, I knew from the minute they signed that dude. Nah, that ain't it right there, bro.
Bro, he was the Bengals OC, but Zapp Taylor called the plays. Come on,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly. Come on now. Yeah, man. So, you know, be interesting to see who they bring in next year, man.
Well, I heard they want to bring in Arthur Smith or Matt Nagy.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, man. I know we're switching gears, man, but what do you think about Penn State's firing James Franklin, man?
Hey, I'd be happy if I was him.
You think so?
$50 million to go away.
I mean to go away, but you know, there's a clause in that contract where he still has to find a job, though, like maybe a job in broadcasting, and the team, they'll pay the difference, right, out of the salary. So it ain't like he could just be sitting at home playing PS5.
Yeah,
well,
that's most coaching contracts. Yeah. So you can just apply for the job and say, "Don't hire me."
Yeah. But you know what? Like I said, I think I know where he's going to end up landing, though. I think I know where his next gig is going to be, man.
Where is that?
Arkansas. I can definitely see him landing with the Razorbacks next year, man.
Nah, they're going to probably try to bring back my man Petrino.
Petrino?
He already on staff now.
I mean, yeah, but honestly, bro, but you have to look at that, though. Like, Franklin being, you know, an SEC guy, Vanderbilt and everything – the success he had, like, come on, man. Like, that's, to me, that'd be a no-brainer, bro. Like, bring him back. Because Arkansas, you're not going to win a national championship, but, you know, that guy's going to improve your team, though. Improve everything around, going around on with your football team there, man, your program. So, I think it's something to look at. Petrino, man, he's so washed, bro. He's washed. And what he did, that's still unforgivable to me, man. The way he went out. You know, with them, and also I'm still thinking about what he did with the Falcons, man. Like,
they deserved it, JC. They deserved it. they deserved it,
man. The way he left them boys, man, like it was crazy, man. Hey,
that's like, thank you for the night. Let me get out of here. Like, yeah, hey, I knew him. He's a Vanderbilt. He has ways about him. I would say he has ways about him.
Yeah,
but the way he operates, he can survive in Fayetteville.
Yeah,
he gets my drift. The way he operates,
oh for sure, yeah, oh yeah, for sure, man.
You know, because he's real cool with Clay Travis. Does that tell you all you know?
I tell you all you need to know right there, bro.
So, and he'll fit right in on in if you did go to Fayetteville.
Tell you all you need to know.
That's
right there.
Boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you know. I'm just throwing that out there. Man. Trent Dilfer got fired at UAB.
Yeah,
I
know Trent
Dilfer when he was in Nashville at Lipscomb Academy.
Is he? I never met him, man. How is he? Is he a cool guy? He a buster?
He nice to certain people.
Uh-huh.
He was nice to me because I was in the media, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if the work for him is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes at work or whatever, some supervisors, you seem cool because you don't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get under them, you realize they're hell.
I know. Okay, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
That's what it is.
I got you. Like, he's cool with, as far as, like, the media and all that, but, like, you're an assistant or somebody on the staff, it's a whole different story, yeah.
100%.
I got you. I know what you mean.
And speaking of that game, we just left off of Tua and they played the Browns. That could be the get fired bowl.
The get fired.
So they played the Browns and Dolphins play.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah. And like,
Lewis get fired.
I think Stefanski should be fired. Just general rule of thumb for ineptitude, man. At this point, bro.
Love Nepo baby.
Yeah, it's obvious, bro. You don't like Shador. We get that. But you're doing a disservice to your team by not putting them out there. You know what I'm saying? You're basically saying it's okay to get fired. I'm okay with getting fired. I'm not gonna play this guy under no circumstances.
You know what's gonna be crazy, bro? In about a month, when Deshaun Watson says play me.
That's wild.
Because he's on the pup list.
Right.
If he gets medically cleared, the insurance policy goes away for Cleveland.
Exactly.
They're going to try to finagle him to say, look, don't play this year, please. We want to get the insurance money off your contract.
Right.
But he can say, I'm healthy enough to play.
Mm-hmm.
Play me if I file a grievance. So in about a month, watch out for Deshaun Watson saying, yeah. I'm healthy, yeah. I'm ready to play.
That's one of the weirdest.
Because think about it, JC. Yeah. They haven't signed a quarterback to the roster. It's just Shador and Dylan Gabriel making
Zappy.
So they're only carrying two players right now. Because you know what can happen in a month. He can say, activate me.
Right.
So they're preparing for that move. Because think about it. They haven't replaced Flacco's roster spot. It's 52 men on the roster, not 53.
Mm-hmm.
And Deshaun Watson is getting closer to being cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, play me. So they're kind of bracing for him to do that.
Yeah.
Because he, if they don't activate him, they can say, look, I'm medically cleared to play. They don't activate me.
Right.
So do you want to play ball? Do you want to get in that water too? Or you try to say, so that's why they added another quarterback to the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's looming in a month when he says, I'm cleared.
Exactly, man. This is a weird situation, man. The weirdest quarterback room we've ever seen, you know, going into a season, man. Like, it's just bad. And what's terrible is, like, you're wasting the same way the Cowboys are wasting a great offense. You're wasting a great defense right now with Cleveland, man. Like, a Super Bowl caliber defense you're wasting because of this quarterback carousel and just it's so many words to describe what's happening, man. But it's just pure just Shador hate, you never wanted the guy on the team, and you're showing us, you're willing to put a 5'8 midget out there, as your quarterback right now, as opposed to getting Shador a chance to win. Like, I think you put Shador in, you're giving yourself a better chance to win, man.
Yeah, he's gonna have it. He's gonna go down his way.
Right, exactly. And that's what's going on. That's what's gonna happen. So you're right. You know, this could be the get fired bowl, man, for either side, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah, bro, that's going on. And today, JC, Malcolm Brogdon retired from the Knicks. Was going to be the Knicks' backup point guard. Now they got a scramble because he's retiring because he don't have the fire no more to play. If you realize, he has the fire no more to play.
I thought he retired a couple years ago. Malcolm Brogdon. Wait, ever since he won, what was that, Sixth Man of the Year? Ever since then, he has been irrelevant, bro. Like, give him credit, though, for his career that he had. But, bro, if you would have told me he retired 2 years ago, I would have believed you, man. Because, like, I hadn't seen him do anything the last couple of years, man.
He was in Portland and Washington.
Right.
That's why.
Those are kind of obscure places to go, especially if the team's not doing well. So, yeah.
That's why you're hearing from him.
Right.
Portland and the Wizards.
Yeah.
And then the Kings signed Russell Westbrook, which is interesting. Is that going to make Dennis Schroeder very upset? They signed another point guard to the roster.
Man, and that's another kind of weird odyssey of Westbrook, man. I heard Patrick Beverly say something about it on a podcast. Like, it seemed like ever since he left the Lakers, like, Westbrook is just seen as this awful player that can't start anywhere. You know, it's just being asked to come off the bench when we're talking about literally a guy that's what, maybe a top five point guard of all time. You can make an argument with his numbers and the things that he did in his career. And for him to be treated like this, like, I don't – and Russ, you know, even though – okay. All right. So I'm glad we're talking about this. So the same way you feel about the Falcons and the Cowboys as a whole, as a team, I felt that way personally about Westbrook, right? Because to me, he was a complete a-hole to the media.
He was.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll admit to it, you know. And he has gotten better over the years, right? But in the beginning, his rookie year, oh my God, he had such arrogance to be a rookie. Like, you haven't even done anything, and you're acting like you LeBron or something, right? Like, he had this arrogance and cockiness, but he backed it up, right? And that's what I always respected about him, even though he was a jerk, you know. And it was times, and you know, down there in the Grizz locker room, the Grizz locker room, some of the things that he would say and do, he was like, bro, this ain't your city, this ain't your locker room. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Look, on that type of stuff. But you got to respect his career. You got to respect everybody that has played with him and said he's one of the greatest teammates they've ever had. You know what I'm saying? I think he deserves more respect than this, man. Like, for him to continuously be signing these one-year deals and playing for, like, literally – you know, a different team every year.
3.6 million.
Yeah, like, I think that's disrespectful, man. It's a slap in the face to a guy who's an NBA 75 player, a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, I think he deserves a better curtain call, a better last dance situation than what he's been getting, man. Like, I would love to see him on this Grizz team, right? If there was a role for him, man. You know, but I mean, he's still putting up decent numbers, boss. Coming off the bench, like, he did a great job for Denver last year. Truth be told,
it was crazy. But Denver said that they weren't going to. You know why he opted out of this contract?
Mm-hmm.
Denver said they weren't going to play him this year.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, he's being productive. He's always been a miles to us and never gotten in any trouble. You know, I just think there's this bias against him. You know, for whatever reason,
I think it's his shot selection, bro.
But boss, even that has gotten better. Like, the Westbrook I saw last year was very efficient by Russ Sanders. He was very efficient, man. Like, he gets this horrible knock, man. I think I really think that Lakers situation, man, just it was a terrible move for him, man. And he didn't do himself any favors by the way he played, also.
Yeah, because, you know, as always, a scapegoat when that certain.
Oh yeah, and he was a perfect scapegoat. He was jacking up shots, wasn't playing well, so he really lived up to being the perfect.
You know what's crazy about it though? In the bubble, you all left him wide open. Here's a Houston, in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna want him on your team?
Mm-hmm.
That's on you.
Right. Yeah. They knew what they were getting at that time.
Like, you know? That's my thing. If you play against him in the bubble, when y'all left him wide, blanky to blank open,
right?
And you ain't, that's why I don't respect, dude.
Yeah.
I can't respect.
I feel you, bro.
Because dude, it's never his fault why a team lose.
Never
his fault, bro. Never,
yeah, I feel
his
you.
Fault. Now, JC McCluck goes on a lighter note here, brother. Two's first went from Florida. Florida female arrested after throwing bowling ball at cheating homegirl with her boyfriend at the bowling alley. So she bought her the bowl, throw a bowling ball at her head, JC.
I saw that one.
Come
man.
On, bro.
That'd be a great boss report right there, man. I saw that, dude, the video. It's funny. You shouldn't laugh, but it's funny the way she went down. Like, that was lights out.
If you know you're cheating with somebody, like the girlfriend, they invite you one on one.
You know what time it is.
That's all her for going.
Exactly. You know what's happening, man.
I'm going to go with somebody who I know they're going to get up for me.
I'm just glad she didn't connect on that second ball she threw. Because that was going to be a.
They see, like. Well, I couldn't get past when I read the full story about it, context. I'm like, If you invite, if I'm cheating with your wife or girlfriend, and I know I'm doing it to you, I know you must know. And I'm not meeting you nowhere one-on-one.
Exactly. Where do it is. Yeah.
Like, she should have known it was something coming.
Right.
You've been doing wrong and foul like that.
Smoking the city, bro. Yeah.
So, yeah. And JC, this is the last one for you. It's another terrible story. It's happened in Georgia, JC. Where a church constituent's husband shot the pastor because he caught the pastor after the baptismal of his wife getting a little bit too touchy-feely and then figured out they've been messing around with each other and she prepared for the baptism.
Sound like a Tyler Perry plot or something, man. Tyler Perry story, man. Yeah, dog. Like, hey, man, these pastors been cutting up, man. I saw a video of a pastor getting arrested for maybe like embezzling or stealing money or something recently. They arrested him while service is going on, man. They got him in cuffs, walking him out of the church, man. Y'all watch out for some of these pastors now.
Yeah, you know, see, what like, look, when your wife or girlfriend's going to see the pastor for counseling, that's raised the antenna.
Exactly.
Like,
big antenna, yeah.
Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, man.
Because you in that study, the door closed.
Crazy.
Let's go down.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, like, I'm not trusting my female going to the pastor of any kind of counseling, brother.
Right.
Because I know what's happening. Hey, I read enough for boss report stories to know something ain't right about the situation.
Crazy, bro.
I know some pastors are on up and up, but sorry.
Right.
I've read too many stories over these last 13 years to know otherwise.
Way too many stories, dog. I'm with you, bro.
Yes,
I'm with you, my guy.
But JC, man, good to do the report with you. We got to do this again next week, my brother. And I will see you at the Grizz game really soon, brother.
That's right, but you coming to open tonight?
No, sir. I'll be at the weekend.
At weekend? Okay. All right. Okay, bro.
Heat and Pacers. I'll be there.
Dig that. All right, my boy.
Hey, bro, I'll holler at you.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.